There were a lot of things that jumped at me today. This 840-foot square that is the temple. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm reading those dimensions, I'm trying to picture them in my head. But, I can't quite get a context, I guess. But today when I sort of saw the square, I began to see, wow, this is like almost 1,000-foot square. This is big. That's a big building. That's all I got. There's nothing spiritual there. But I really did see James being his blunt self. Be patient until the Lord returns. And I like this. Think of the farmers who wait patiently for the spring and summer rains to make their valuable crops grow. Because I believe that we are in the season of harvest in the year 2007. And I don't mean that in some mystical way. I mean, literally, this is the season of harvest. And it's, you know, drawing to its close, but this is the season of harvest. And we go into the winter months. And so I believe this is our season of harvest, too. It's our invitation to gather, but it's also our invitation to prepare. It's our invitation to finish well, which is what I've been saying for the last month or more. Encouraging us to look in that context. How do we finish this year strong, as opposed to in utter chaos through the holidays? How do we enter this season of celebration for the birth of our Savior without going crazy in the, in the shopping and in the family and in every other possible way? How do we enjoy peacefully, steadfastly, what we are really here for, what the purpose really is, and then go into the new year without thousands more dollars of debt and on and on and on? How do we finish well? And that's different for everyone, so I can't sit here and say, well, this is how you do it. I know that the Lord is giving me personally strategies in my life and in my world, the way that I live, to finish strong. So that I can begin strong next year. And so it is a seasonal thing, and that's, I think, what James is alluding to. It's a process. But you have to begin the process sometime, right? It doesn't just begin itself. You must begin the process. So, if you haven't, start now. Today's good. Right now is good. Right now is good. Start now. James says, in one sentence, he sort of sums it up. If you are having trouble, you should pray. I like that kind of stuff about James. He's pretty direct, and I'm not a super direct person. But I can handle it, and I like that. So, if you are having trouble, you should pray.